How interested are you in space? To what extent do you follow the various missions?
I'm not really that interested in space. I am intrigued to know what's out there, but not enough to follow intensely all the different missions and what they're doing. But I mean, when it appears on the television, I will watch. And I mean, it is quite exciting that, you know, when they landed on Mars, that little robot and the things touching down. I mean, it is quite an incredible feat, but I wouldn't say that I'm obsessed with space or so fascinated by it that I'll follow absolutely everything that's happening. No.
If someone offered you a trip into space, what would you do and why?
If somebody offered me a trip into space, what would I do? I wouldn't go. I just think it would be boring and potentially dangerous. And I just think there are just so many other things that I would like to do before traveling into space. I mean, for me, traveling to space would be something that I could potentially be interested in doing once I've discovered everything there is to discover on the Earth, which I think there's an awful lot to still, well, to get to know and to explore. And there's an awful lot we don't know about the planet that we live on before actually moving on to other planets. So, no, I wouldn't go.
Why do you think we are so interested in exploring space? Can we justify spending so much money on it?
I do understand the interest, the fascination in exploring space. It's like it's the unknown frontier. It's like, what is out there? What is beyond our universe? Is there anything out there? And it's that fascination with the unknown and exploring. And we've always had that in us, I think, genetically, the wanting to know more, to discover more, you know, from sailing across the oceans, discovering America to, you know, outer space. It's something that we do. We're fascinated with things that we don't know. Justifying spending so much money on it? I think it all has to be, you can spend money within reason. There are things that we could learn that could be useful. But there's an awful lot of things that money should be spent on planet Earth to improve people's lives, and especially in certain areas of the world. There's a lot to be done here as well. So I don't think all money should be spent on one thing and not on anything else. I think, yes, we should probably be investing in discovering what's out there, but within reason.
How important is it to explore the possibility of colonising other planets?
Exploring the possibility of colonising other planets? No, for me, I'm sorry, I just don't get it. It's not an attractive proposition for me. In fact, I can't imagine anything worse than having to live in an artificial environment, having to wear protective clothing before you can even venture outside, if that's the right word for it. It's like we still haven't worked out how to colonize, if you like, how to live on planet Earth without causing all these enormous negative side effects by everything that we're doing. So, I mean, I agree. I think the same as the article that, you know, we have to learn to live on planet Earth that's in a sustainable way before we start getting out into other planets. It's like, what are we going to do? Just chuck the planet Earth, because we've made a mess of it and go on to another planet? No. I mean, space travel, yes, for scientific discovery. And I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things we can learn, and there's a lot of stuff out there that we don't know. But colonizing other planets, that's definitely not for me.